As I've shared with you before, the Lord spoke to me on Wednesday, December 3rd of last year. I was preparing for the Wednesday night service. We were in the Christmas services and messages at that time. And while I was walking and praying in my study, I literally walked in to a word from the Lord. And that word, I've shared that with you, 2026 will be the most productive year you've ever had. It'll be the most productive year you've ever had. And the Lord stuck on the end of it yet, because there's more years to come. There's more to do. But it will be the most productive year you've ever had. And I knew that that was a word from the Lord to me. But when I get words like that, that's for you. Say, I take that.
I receive
2026
as my most productive year.
And as I've shared with you, I began to think about various things that could be productive for our lives and for the church and so forth. But it was about a week or so later that in sitting in my study, and it's like I could see Jesus sitting there with me. And I'm going through my list of this production and that production. And I looked at him, and I, without him even saying a word, I got it. I got it. I looked at him and I said, what would make 2026 your most productive year? I wanted to know from him. Because you see, as a pastor, in my prayer times, I pray a lot for you. I pray a lot over the church. And I asked the Lord, I said, what do you need to correct in our church? What do you need to redirect in our church? I'm open. I'm an open book to you about this. And he said, I said to him, what would make 2026 your most productive year? And that's when he took me directly. He didn't answer it with a word. He answered it with the word in Matthew 28 and verse 18. He said, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples. Say, make disciples.
Make disciples.
Make disciples of all nations. Disciples, disciples, disciples. Making a disciple. I've been a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, but in the flesh and blood realm, I've been a disciple of Kenneth Copeland for 50 years. Actually, it was 50 plus years, because when I first met Terry at ORU, she began to introduce to me in 1975, she began to introduce to me the teachings of her father, and I heard him for the first time in 1975. So it's really 51 years. I began listening to the messages and listening to the word of faith. And I became a disciple. What is a disciple? A disciple is a student, one who learns, one who listens to a mentor and follows them. Timothy was a disciple of the Apostle Paul. The disciples were disciples of Jesus himself. So we have the responsibility to go, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. I remember some years ago, we had taken Aubrey to her a birthday party for her, and it was at a breakfast place. We were having breakfast. And so I dropped off Terry and Aubrey. They had presents and so forth, and I was going to get the rest of the presents and the balloons out of the car after I parked. So I parked, I started walking in, and I saw three men standing there by the door, to the side of the door. Three men had a Bible. The two men were surrounding the one man. And they were talking to him. So I slowed way, way down because I wanted to see this. I wanted to see what was going on, what's happening here, what's happening in this little space that I'm walking into. And I slowed down long enough to listen to a little bit. Took a little while to open the door as I was listening to them. And they were ministering the word to him. They were talking to him. Evidently, they had had a breakfast together. They were doing what? They were discipling him. And they were talking to him about the Word of God and introducing him to a new life. And I don't know what his background was or what was going on, but I could tell that they were the mentors and he was the mentee. So we went in, we had our time, we had a birthday party. It lasted, close to 2 hours. I walked out the door and they were still there. And he was listening. It didn't look like he was trying to get away. He was listening. It looked to me like a disciple was in the making. A disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ was in the making. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We have water baptism today for anybody who's never been water baptized and you want to be baptized in water. Soon, the Lord was ministering this to me. Soon, we're going to be doing this in a more public way, where you are actually seeing me baptize somebody. There's that big hole in the wall over there is where the baptismal is. And for that to be demonstrated, I've already started preparing the message on water baptism, because it's something that we need to keep before us, the ordinances of the church. And so they were baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Then they were teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. So we see three things here. We make disciples, baptize them, and teach them. We teach them what we have been taught. That's what discipling is all about. It's simply reaching out to somebody and helping them navigate this book, this life, what we do. There may be people in here today that might need some help being navigating what happened. What happened in here? We had a service flow. It's right here. I've got a service flow. See it? Service flow. It had notes on it and direction. Those were the directions. But you know, the Lord is so good. And I appreciate, I have a team that works on this. We work on it together. I had several little videos and things I was going to show, but not today. So I said to the Lord then, I said, what is the most productive thing our church can do in 2026? And this is what he said. One of the most important productive things you can do as a congregation member is to invite people to church. Here, they can come to the altar, get saved, if you've not already led them to the Lord, be filled with the Spirit, be baptized in water, be discipled, taught, and trained in the Word. As a result, they will grow spiritually and eventually disciple others. The Lord said to me, I want you to make this church more conducive for the lost. Now, pastors can change whatever the Lord wants them to change. And this is all over me. I don't know if you can tell, but it's the lost. I've been praying for the lost, driving around, especially around our own areas, and seeing all these houses and praying over people that are in those houses, people that are unchurched, people that don't know Jesus, people that are having difficulties. They're having a hard time living. They can't make it. And even in my prayer time, sometimes I'll start going over into a place of praying for the lost, and I'll see things, I'll hear things, what they're going through, what their marriages are going through. And the Lord said, one of the most productive things you can do as a congregation member is to invite people to church Wednesday nights. Wednesday nights, the Lord has been restructuring this for me, that Wednesday nights, it's a Bible study. And you can tell somebody, I want to take you to a Bible study. Maybe they don't want to take the big step and come into the big room, which big is relative. I mean, it's relative. I've had people before. It was on a Wednesday night. I was right back there. I was visiting with folks after the service was over. And this couple came up to me and they wanted to meet me and talk with me. And they said, this is so nice. But they looked around, they said, this church is so huge compared to what we were in. And I had to prevent myself from, well, then we have such a big church. No, I didn't do that. I did not do that. But then because there was a little humbling act that took the next week. I was back in the same spot. A couple came back to me and they were talking to me. This is our first time here. We really like it. It's so good to be back in a small church again. So be watchful. But to invite people, the Wednesday nights right now, I'm teaching on the new you. I'm just talking about what it means to be born again. And it's perfect. The Lord said, make your church more conducive for the lost. He said to me to say this, we are a soul-winning church who invites people, disciples them in the Word of God, and teaches them an uncommon faith so they can walk victoriously in life. I guess what I'm endeavoring to get over to you is this, this, This love for the lost, it has grown on the inside of me. And I want to see them. I want to see them in our church. I want the altars full with people that need to be born again, spirit-filled, water baptized, healed, delivered, whatever it is. And so today, before I came into church, Howard Pierce and I, Howard's helping me out today. Thank you, Howard. Howard and I drove just across the way, right out here, across the highway, where they're building that new development where 10,000 homes are going. 10,000 homes. And that's not the only development that's taking place here. And my heart so goes out to that area. My heart is going out. It's going out to apartments. It's going out to homes in the areas that are around us. And we are doing some things as a church. We're preparing some things, getting ready, retooling our evangelism, going to the next place, the next level. But I was compelled to go there and to see what progress has been made. And driving around, they've not put any foundations in yet, but they've marked out where houses are going to be, and going to be a lot of houses. Fire hydrants are in. Streets are in. And so I wanted us to do this. I wanted us to pray over that area. But here's how I want to do it. I want you to stand up with me. So I went out there today and Howard shot this for me on my phone. And so I stood out there and I prayed. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold your hand out to this direction right here. That direction is where the new houses are going to go in, and people from all over the world, we have people that are going to be coming here that do not know Jesus, that do not, you can put your hands down for a minute. It's an exercise class. That do not know Jesus, they're unchurched, but they need somebody to invite them and to reach out to them. We're going to do that. These neighborhoods around us, we're going to do that. And it's not just us as a church, there are other churches too. I'm not saying we're taking them all. No, there's enough around for every church to be full. So we were out there, and I was just, I have this compelling on the inside of me, because the Lord said, I want my house full. I want my house full. So there's a compelling on the inside of me that we need to go get the lost. And we need to bring them to church and to experience the gift of a pastor. And so now, stretch your hands out there and look at the big screen, and you can join me in prayer that I had this morning. Guys, go ahead and roll that, please.
Here we are, across the street from our church. Our church is right there, up on a hill. And we've got people that are going to be moving here from all over the country. I'm looking at this, and just as far as the eye can see, 10,000 homes in this particular area, and there are more homes that are being built around us. So I wanted to take a few moments together with you and pray over this land and pray over all the people that are going to be coming here, that are going to be moving here, building here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over this land. We pray over all of these homes. Lord God, I pray over the home that's going to be right here and the family in this home, the people that are coming from all over. And I thank you, Lord, that we are preparing for them. We're getting ready for them. They need Jesus. They need Jesus as the Lord of their lives. They need to know how to stand on the Word of God and declare that Jesus is Lord over their household. And Father, we thank you and praise you for the honor that it is to be able to help these people here, that there's a church right there that will reach out to them and help them and minister to their needs. Lord, I am compelled for us as a church to believe for each and every one. And I thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the honor it is to serve your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Praise
and
God.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Every head bowed, every eye closed right now. If you've come into this church today and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, never been filled with His Holy Spirit, you've never been baptized in water, or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, now is the time and now is the moment. If anybody in here today brought someone with them that needs to come to the altar, I want to invite you right now. Just come down. Just come down. Bring that friend. Bring that relative, and we'll just take a few moments here and pray together over you before we leave. Just pray in the Holy Ghost with me right now, would you? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If that's you, make your way down here. Let me meet you. Let me greet you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise and honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We know each other, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We sure do. What do I need to pray with you about?
God showed me recently that there's a difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus. And I want a relationship with Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. If there's anybody else who has that heart cry, more of a relationship with Him, come on up here. Come up here. It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Praise God. Let me be right back with you. You've come today. What do you need?
I just need you to pray for my children.
Your children.
Yes.
I'll pray for your children.
Bipolar spirit is in my house.
Yes.
I want it to leave.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand. What's your name? What is your name?
Pam.
Pam. Father, we stand with Pam right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, you get out of her house. Demons that have tried to reside there, we speak to you. And Father, we pray over her children right now. And they are making Jesus the Lord of their lives. And I thank you, Lord, for the peace and the joy that is upon Pam right now. And we stand with her over this. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Did you bring her? Thank you. Is she a friend of yours?
Yes, she's my cashier at Walmart.
Cashier at Walmart. That's so good. Praise God. A cashier at Walmart.
She brought a friend today, but she didn't want to come up yet.
Okay, that's all right.
And I am a disciple.
You're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Give her a great hand. When was the last time you got a standing ovation? I tell you what. And what Walmart are you in? What?
Bedford. Yes.
I'll stop by there sometime.
You should.
I'll look for you. Praise God. Thank you for bringing her. Thank you. Sir, what is your name?
Quan.
Quan?
Quan.
Quan.
Yes, sir.
Quan, why have you come to the altar? What
Get
do you
closer
need?
Closer to God.
Get closer to God. Okay, step right over here. Step right over here. Tell me your name again.
Alois Muga.
Alois, where are you from?
I'm African, I'm Kenyan.
Kenyan?
Yes.
It's so good to have you. What did you come for today?
I just come to have a relationship with God.
Relationship. Oh, here we go. Relationship. Did you bring him? It's happening.
Yes, it is.
It's happening.
It is.
It's happening. Thank you for bringing him. What is your name? Oh.
Timothy.
Oh, I remember Timothy.
Yeah.
Timothy. Look at you. Oh, my, turn around. Turn around. Can you? There we go. There we go. Look at you. Timothy, you look great. Oh, my goodness. There's something that happens when somebody receives Jesus as their Lord. It changes them from the inside out. And you look different. You look, not that you didn't look great before, but you look really great now. I love the smile. So you came here to the altar for? For prayer?
Yeah.
Okay. Father, I pray over Timothy. And I thank you for the plan that you've given to him in his life. That plan is coming to pass. Lord, you have work for him to do in the, oh, there's that smile. Work for him to do in the kingdom of God. And I thank you that every day goes by, he's getting to know you more and more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Did you bring Timothy? No.
No.
What's your name?
My name's Katie.
Katie, you came to the altar today for?
Prayer.
Prayer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been having some trouble with like anger, and then my thoughts scatter and I lost my train of thought. So I gotta need some direction and some like peace.
Okay. I'm sorry, your name again is?
Katie.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over Katie. Thank you for bringing her here. And I speak peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Lord, I thank you that you are working in her, through her, thinking through her, and that this is gone. Gone. In Jesus' name, and only his peace. Peace, peace. Wonderful peace. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Katie,
you.
Do you know Jesus?
Yes, I do.
You do. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Just stay right there. Did you bring her?
Well, I didn't physically bring her, no, but yes. Pastor Brian's team brought her.
Okay. I'm so glad. Thank you for coming. You know you're welcome here.
Thank you.
You know you have family here.
Okay.
Turn around. Look at this lovely group of family. You're always welcome here.
Okay, thank you.
Always. What is your name, sir?
Carlos.
Carlos.
Yes, sir.
You came today?
To get baptized.
To
dedicate my life.
Carlos, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. And Pastor Bobby, come on over here. Pastor Al, who will be baptizing today? You will be.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Bobby, Pastor Al, these are good guys right here. And they're going to take good care of you. Carlos, God bless you. Praise God. Just hold on just a second. A relationship with the Lord. A deeper relationship with the Lord. That's what you desire.
Yes, sir.
Is Jesus in your heart?
Yes, sir.
He's there. Now it's time for the next step.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to help you do. We're here in just a moment. I'm going to have you go with these men. They're going to talk to you a little bit further, and they're going to do what I just talked about. That young man with the two men with the Bible and the guy in the middle. The guy in the middle is you. And you're going to learn more about Jesus.
Amen.
And he's going to change your life. He's going to change you from the inside out to be more like him. And to have that joy that you've been looking for in the relationship with him. Stretch your hands to these up here right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each one here. These men are asking for a deeper relationship with you. I believe that's a prayer that we all have, to have a deeper relationship with you. The Apostle Paul said, my determined purpose is to know you. To know you. And to know the wonders of your person. And I thank you that each one, as you receive this, let this be a touch from Jesus himself. He wants to know you. He wants to get to know you. And you will. You'll know him in prayer. You'll know him in his word. You'll know him on the inside. And I thank you, Father, for all of us here. We desire the very same thing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you good, go ahead. Go with these men right here. They'll talk to you, visit with you. Pastor Terry, come on up. Praise God. Praise God. One more thing before we go. Pastor Terry has an announcement. Thank you, guys. And you're going to like it.